Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I've got two things to talk about to show you that we're in real trouble with the economy. And a third one that's a kind of a bonus. Please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, which I will talk about in a bit. But let's get right into it. You know, Walmart has been a discount shopper's paradise, whether you like them or not. But one thing that is interesting in that a lot of people that follow trends and follow apps and follow, you know, shopping patterns, and there's data that we can get about different apps and things like that that is public that they don't hide. And Walmart has a problem, which is a good thing for them because they're making a bunch of money on this, and it's called trade downs. When you have an economic downturn, people spend less money on the essentials. And Walmart has seen 38 SKUs that are basically the essentials that we buy all the time. Food, there's dairy products, there's paper products, there's meat in there. And these SKUs prove a good point. And that point is that people are not gonna buy the best and highest quality product. They don't have the extra cash to do this. So what do? They cut back and they buy the cheaper brand, cheaper model, and it's happening all the time. Now, you know, Walmart is still having their app downloaded at a record pace, and people are buying directly from the site, which is a good thing for them. But as far as the prices, you know, inflation's a huge problem, guys. Nobody's gonna get over this. No one's getting over this quickly. It's not gonna get turned around anytime soon. You know, the Fed said that they're not going to cut interest rates anytime because the economy's not doing well. There's no need to you know, spur this along and cut rates. But anyway, it's kind of nice when you see it kind of dead out here like this early in the morning. So, you know, but this is something that we all have to deal with. And I'm telling you guys, I just encourage everybody to save money right now. And you know, spend as little as you can. Don't, you know, waste money. The next noticeable thing in the economy that is definitely suffering is insurance. We've heard so much about this lately, but think about this. The insurance industry did a report towards the end of December 2024, and they talked about how it was the worst year for climate issues, fires, hurricanes, wildfires, everything. Okay? Think about this. $500 billion in damage in 1 year, if you add it all up. Now, you know, you talk about this, you say, hey, insurance for your homeowner's insurance has gone up in since 2011 by 40%. And if you talk to anybody, you're lucky if it's only gone up 40% since 2011. Now, with that being said, you throw in 2025. We had the wildfires in California that they anticipate right now, before they, you know, sharpen their pencils, it's at $250 billion. It's half the damage they did last year. It's destroyed. And towards the end of 2024, it was announced that almost 2 million policies were canceled. It's anticipated that there's another 500,000 policies that have been canceled in 2025. You know, what's the point of having insurance if you can't get coverage? What's the point of having insurance if you can't get your claim paid? You know, this has been the problem in the last few years. You have an auto, you know, policy, and you get into a fender bender, and you got to get your, you know, your car painted, towed, all the shenanigans. It has been a freaking disaster to deal with these people because it's almost like, oh, they're calling. People are calling again. They want their claims paid. Yeah, we do. And they do everything they can to delay it, not pay it, and everything. And I witnessed this with my son's auto accident last year. Things that happened to me, you know, 2 years ago with the Prius having the catalytic converter twice a month. And it was a disaster dealing with these people. Absolute hellhole. The police were even difficult to deal with. They're so inundated. Yeah, we can't come out for theft, like property crimes like this anymore. Unbelievable, guys. You have to live like this. So the problem with the insurance industry is they're like, you just don't understand. It's not fair to us that we have to pay all these different climate issues. You know, again, the fires, what if the fires were started by the power company? Is that a climate problem? Or is it just because it was a windy day that you call it a climate problem? You know what I mean? Where does it end? Where does it make sense that you have this problem, you know, not paid for? So I think it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to have insurance reform. And I think that you're going to have, you know, something done when the average family cannot make it. They cannot make it on their wages right now. They cannot pay their bills right now. They cannot pay for food right now. And we're seeing this over and over and over again. It's funny. Some days, you know, one side of the pier gets more surface than the other. We're just going to plant here for a second for you. But again, you know, when it comes to the inflation, it's not going to drop anytime soon. And there's so much that's happened. You know, late this week, we had the, you know, the plane crash and all the tragedy with that. And it's terrible because, you know, you don't want to be sidetracked by this. You've got to earn money. You've got to pay your bills and get by. And it's very, very difficult right now. I mean, I heard a woman talking about her kids in sports and how her kids were in multiple sports at a restaurant this morning, talking about how, I don't know how I'm going to do it this year because Johnny's in here and Pete's here. And we've got uniforms and insurance and everything you have to pay for. It is so expensive to have children right now. I don't know how people make it right now. I really don't. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. There's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, gold late this week hit its all-time high again. And I believe this is a sign that we all need to get ready because we need to get that hedge that's going to protect us against everything in the economy and the stock market. Experts at Goldman Sachs have said that you could see a flat decade for stocks and that stocks could only see 0.5% increase each year. What if your portfolio dropped 40% in the next drop? Could you handle waiting 20 years to get that money back? Of course not. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. Ask them questions. Get a free investor guide. Find out how simple it is to buy gold from number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Here's something that nobody else can say. They've done $2 billion in transactions in their short, you know, 9 years of being in business. An amazing company, but number one rated for 9 years in a row. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. Some things you're just not supposed to laugh at, but it's kind of easy to laugh at. The state of Maine really went hardcore on electric school buses for these kids, the little yellow electric school buses. And the problem that they're having is that now they all have an error code and they can't be driven anywhere. So again, I am telling you guys, anybody that calls or writes me up the electric car, I talk about that mother 2 days ago in the doctor's office that was frantic and begging them to do the blood work on her infant child so she didn't have to drive because she had 15 miles left on her electric vehicle. Okay? Can't hit the gas station, can't go charge it someplace, didn't have time. So the electric school bus debacle is just that. It's a debacle, guys. So, you know, good old state of Maine, you guys doubled down. Now they're going to the EPA saying, can we get help with this? So, you know, you're going to see a lot of things cleaned up during this time. The green energy thing is basically dead. There's a great article below talking about even in Europe, they're getting rid of the green energy debacle. Again, I recycle in my house. I conserve energy. I don't leave the lights on all day and have a disco going at night. You know, I save energy. I do what I can to participate in this. My carbon footprint is small. I drive, you know, a Prius 99% of the time. And the idea with this is that's what I like to do. I don't like to piss money away. Now, to sit there and to make it so that I have to have an electric car. No, pass. I don't want to do that. So the school bus thing is a mess. Now, we just had another recall, and this one is chocolates. You know, this is getting ridiculous now. We're starting to see everything over and over. Chocolate recall upgraded to highest risk level. Consumption could lead to death. Oh, my God. Cal-Yi Farms, dark chocolate almonds, you know, have been given a class one distinction. Again, this class one distinction, who knew when you had a recall that you had different levels of recall, you know? And when you have, you know, different food that's contaminated really bad, like the potato chips, and then you have the chocolates, undeclared milk and food products can lead to serious health issues and people with milk allergies. Well, if you're eating chocolate, wouldn't you think you'd know that you're, you know, you could run the risk of a milk allergy? Yeah, Dan, you're getting a little too technical here. You know, Peter Schiff, is saying that the Fed is ignoring the biggest problem, which, again, Peter Schiff will be like Robert Kiyosaki. I love both those guys, but they're going to be right someday, and they're going to, you know, you're going to see gold shoot up, and, you know, that's the thing. Gold, you know, hitting, that this was the third thing, and that fact that gold hit an all-time high this week, again, is a real big deal, guys. It really is. And why? Because, you know, people have no money right now. People are broke right now. One thing that when I was in the doctor's office that I noticed, and they were collecting the copays from people. And I said, well, why are you doing that now? What, you know, don't you guys normally bill us? No. We're so tired of getting stiffed. And we had the largest percentage in 2024 of people that didn't pay their copays ever. Well, eventually they can't put that on your credit report anymore because it's considered medical debt, guys. Oh, yeah. You know, so if you can get away with, you know, not paying your copays, really not much they can do other than give you a harassing phone call because they can't ding your credit anymore. That's something that they don't want to talk about that we can talk about here. So let me know what you think about that. Here's a couple things that are disturbing. Now we're getting graphic video of the wildfire damage. And the Malibu fires, I'm telling you guys, this enclave of homes was for the rich, for famous tech tycoons. A lot of different people lived up there. And these people went out of their way to be by themselves and have, you know, inland properties that were beautiful on the hillside and this rich stuff that was on the sand. Think about this. Imagine trying to put a house on this right now. How can you do this? Okay? You're never. There's only one condo complex. It's actually on the sand in Southern California between LA County and San Diego, and it's this place right there. That's it. Okay? $2 million to live there in those shacks. Okay? Anyways, the fire damage is just unbelievable, but they're never going to be able to rebuild those houses again. You know, to sit there and to say that they're $25 million and that they're going to, you know, they're never going to get their money. They're never going to be able to rebuild. They're never going to approve stuff like that in the sand with the pillars and all that stuff like they did in the 60s and the 70s. The next thing is Justin Dillon runs the Walkertown Auto Sales Company in Michigan. And one thing that he had was he had a transaction last week where he sold a $33,000 Jeep. Said the transaction was no big deal. Buyer didn't show any weird signs. Transaction goes through. 4 days later, he gets a call from the bank that the cashier's check that they got. Oh, yeah, you guys want a cashier's check? Let me go get it for you. They get a cashier's check, come back, pick up the car, drive it away. 4 days later from the bank, they find out that the check is no good. What they did was they used a real account when they printed the check, but the people that authorized the check wasn't the owner of the account. So the check was bounced, no good. So, of course, the car's long gone. The guy's long gone, probably used a fake name, fake ID, all that stuff, and didn't care. Who cares? Now, here is the disturbing thing about this. Last year, there were almost a 1.5 million cars stolen last year. The state of Michigan has such a problem with car theft from dealerships. People walk into the dealership and steal a car. Now, you know, they do it at night. They do it on the weekends. Don't you look for this stuff? I mean, isn't that wild to think about? Don't you have LoJack? Can't you just flip that on? No, guess not. So, real problem, guys. Real problem. But needless to say, I mean, this guy, I feel bad for the guy losing $33,000. You know, he lost the money. He's out the Jeep. And just has a huge headache on his hands. But these are organized crime rings that do this stuff. And they're really sophisticated. But, you know, when you can't trust a cashier's check, and he said the guy did the transaction really well. Read it. Read the article below, because it really is disturbing. California has the most car theft. You know, my brother was in a CarMax, and in Riverside County, they had one dealership that had over 30 cars stolen in a month. 30. So, again, they start to do things to track things, but what people are doing now is they're taking the cars to Mexico and, you know, just, you know, knocking the cars down for parts, breaking them down. So let me know if you heard about this. Read the article below, but it will definitely give you a different perspective. Plus, the tide's really low today, if you guys haven't noticed yet. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And Amazon just stepped forward late this week to tell us that they're going to cut a huge number of employees, corporate, on the IT side. And think about this. Before COVID, they had 798,000 workers that worked at Amazon. From 2020 to 2021, they doubled that to 1.6 million employees to handle all the deliveries and everything that they had, because we couldn't leave the house. So crazy, but now you don't need that many people. And they think that they're going to cut another 10 to 15% of its employees down, you know, even more. Now, here's the wild side of this, is that UPS, the delivery company, they said that they are going to cut Amazon deliveries between now and 2026 by half. And that Amazon packages make up about 20 to 25% of their revenue. They had a huge stock drop this week, UPS did, because of this announcement. I mean, this is crazy. You know, when you sit there and you hear that, you know, you're gonna cut your work with Amazon, who's gonna make up that work? No one's gonna make up that work for UPS. So, Shelby Dozier, she worked for the Postal Service in New York, and one thing that she realized was that there was mail that would go in and out of auction houses that would collect sports memorabilia. I think this stuff is very valuable. So she started to steal packages, and then they started to investigate, and they said if Shelby was working, packages went missing. She got indicted and charged and had to plead guilty this week, and pled guilty to that she stole, you know, things like Michael Jordan baseball cards. There's people freaking out right now. Oh, a rookie card, you know, $120,000 worth of sports memorabilia, whether you believe it's worth anything or not. You know, these people thought it was worth a ton of money, and Shelby, you know, thought she got away with it. But again, they always track this stuff down. People are always stupid when they do this stuff. Final story. What's the number one fastest growing restaurant in the United States right now, as far as people being happy, people going, their sales going up? I can't even believe I'm going to say this. It's Chili's restaurant. Now, my brother and his wife went there last week, and they said, oh my gosh, you got to have the smash burger. It's $10.99, and it's, you know, you get a free drink with it, and it's great. And, you know, unlimited nachos, you know, he was loving it. But so far, so many people, you know, they want to go out and eat. They want the drink included, and they got out of there for $25 between the two of them. So maybe that's working. Have you tried Chili's? Okay. Talk to you guys soon. Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you guys very soon. Okay.